Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The Monroe Kiwanis support a variety of projects in the area. Next Tuesday, a signature fundraiser by the club takes place. Here to share about the upcoming event and some of the Kiwanis activities is Monroe Kiwanis President Ann Bloxham-Smith. Ann, good to see you.
Hi, Bob.
Well, we get ready once again. The smell of pancakes in the air with Pancake Day. Well, tell us, share about what's been taking place in preparing for this fundraiser, because it's quite a task.
It's quite a deal. It's a day-long sale of pancakes and sausage, all you can eat, for $7. We've been going around getting sponsors. We have lots of wonderful sponsors in local businesses and individuals, and we've been putting out our yard signs and getting ready.
Yeah, it's one of those all hands on deck, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
How many people get involved in this? Is it pretty much every Kiwanis member is pledging some time to the effort?
Yeah. We have a schedule, and everybody signs up for time. And we have about 40 members. And not every single one of those 40 members takes part during the day, but most of them do. And I think all that possibly can do. And the rest of them sell tickets.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the day coming up next Tuesday. When are pancakes going to be served?
Oh, boy. Well, we'll get there about 5 in the morning and start heating up our great big round griddles. We'll start actually serving pancakes at 6:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And we'll go till about 1:30, and then we'll shut down and open back up at 4:30 and serve 7. We'll, you know, try to stop coming at 7. We'll keep serving until the line is gone.
Right. Let's take a moment to look at the Monroe Kiwanis Club and tell us about how it was established.
Oh, man. It really, I'm a fairly new member, as members of Kiwanis go. Mm-hmm. This club is almost 100 years old now. In fact, this Pancake Day, this is our 58th annual Pancake Day in Monroe, Louisiana, which is just an incredible thing.
Any members that have been there for all 58?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pascal Norris has been there for all 58, and he'll be there flipping pancakes this coming Tuesday.
Tell us about the membership, the walks of life that people come from that are involved in the Kiwanis Club.
Wow, it's really varied. We have artists. We have bankers, several bankers. We have lawyers, all sorts of professionals. We have business owners. We have a couple of professors, a librarian, you could just go on and on. And also, we sponsor the Key Club at Neville High School. Mm-hmm. And we sponsor the Circle K International, CKI, at ULM. So those folks are at our meetings often as well.
And amazingly, they each have a love of pancakes.
Amazingly, we all are crazy about pancakes. Pancakes and sausage, it's what we dream of.
You mentioned being a new member. How did you become involved with the group?
Oh, wow. Well, several years ago, while I was still here at ULM, they asked me to be the sponsor of a newly revived CKI club at ULM. So I did, and it's a service club, just like Key Club, just like Kiwanis. And I got so involved in going to Kiwanis meetings that when I retired from ULM and stepped down from CKI, I continued being a part of Kiwanis and really came to love it.
As someone who would like to become involved in the community and perhaps is considering the Kiwanis Club, what kind of commitment does that take?
There are all kinds of levels of mm-hmm. commitment. There are those of us who are there every Wednesday. We meet at noon at the Clarion Inn on 165 every Wednesday, and guests are always, always welcome just to see if you'd be interested in being a part of this organization. Some people don't get to come to lunch very often, and we welcome them as well. As long as they're interested in, we say, changing the world one community and one child at a time.
It's one of the things changing children one at a time. It's because of the educational efforts that Kiwanis support and special events at area schools that take place. Share about some of the things that go on.
Right. We really are, we're very involved with lots of different children's organizations. But in the schools, we're involved in reading programs. We go and read to the children. We have Snuggle Buggle Night, where everybody dresses up in their pajamas and all, and we go and read with the children. We give away books to the children. We also give away bicycles to the children that read the most books, that sort of thing. It's really great. And we're involved with countless organizations around town. All of the proceeds from the Pancake Day go to local children's projects.
And another project that is coming up, and with the holidays on the way, is a celebration around Christmas Day that y'all are involved in.
As I just said, that all of the proceeds go to local children's projects. The one exception to that is that on Christmas Day, we prepare and deliver Christmas dinners to the Meals on Wheels people, because on that particular day, the Council on Aging doesn't deliver Meals on Wheels. So that day wouldn't go by without a meal being delivered. We've taken that on, and that is the most rewarding and just wonderful project. It's a great thing.
Certainly welcome to make that exception in light of the kids' projects that you support. Well, again, Pancake Day is coming up on Tuesday. What's included in the meal, and service hours again?
Okay, service hours are 6:30 to 1:30, mm-hmm. and then 4:30 to 7. The meal is pancakes and sausage, juice, milk, coffee, and it's all you can eat. And there are to-go plates available as well.
It is a ticketed event, and Ann, how can you find out more about attending?
The tickets are $7. You can call me at 318-503-5125 or go to our website, monroelawkiwanis.org.
Ann Bloxham Smith serves as the Monroe Kiwanis president, and Pancake Day next Tuesday. Ann, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting our website, kedm.org.